Hi everyone.
My name is Precious Mvula and I'm your host.
This is about starting again, starting afresh, or starting with Jesus as your firm foundation. So, let me be honest. Before I actually released this, I recorded like 13 other episodes. I was trying to record them. And mostly everything sounded so scripted, and I feel I'm not used to talking like for such a long period of time. That's not true. I'm not used to being heard. Yes, I'm not used to being listened to. Yes, so I feel maybe that's why it's been so hard recording these episodes. So I thought I should just keep it honest. I decided to not. Initially, why I came here was so that my podcast could not sound scripted. So I thought I should just be real and I should just freestyle the whole thing. So today's episode is called Friends. So firstly, I grew up in a Christian home. I thought I should give you a little intro. Yes, I grew up in a Christian home. My parents didn't really go to church as much, but my sister did. So I would like tag along each time she went to church. And then I was Catholic. But okay, I still am. I don't know. It's on and off. Yes, but initially I went to a Catholic church. Like literally my whole life. Until now. So like, you know how it's, I'm not calling out Catholic people. Like, if you're Catholic, I'm so sorry, but I'm not calling you out. But then the things I really knew about Jesus were like responsibilities rather than developing an actual relationship with him. Because it's like you have to go for baptism, you do these baptism lessons, these baptism classes, you do these dances. And I just felt like with all that responsibility comes no opportunity to create a relationship with Jesus. And the basis of any relationship is communication. So I think that was where I lacked very much, because I barely spoke to God. Yes, I was in a place where God was. And sorry, when I'm saying this, I mean like when I was maybe 14 going down. Yes. Because after that, I went into boarding school, and then it was still on and off. Like, I mean, I did go to church, but then not every Sunday. Yeah. And, oh yes, I was saying the basis of any relationship is communication. Like, for you to bond with someone or to form something with someone, you have to communicate. And the phone works both ways. I'm sure you've heard that phrase. So that means not only are you to talk, but you are to listen too. That means the other person has to talk too, and you have to listen, and you have to talk, and they have to listen. So yes, that's how everything gets formed. So friendship, yeah, why this is called friendship. I knew Jesus to be a friend because, I won't lie, the previous 2 years have been kind of hard for me because I planned. Okay, I'm one person who likes planning everything in advance. So when that doesn't go my way, it was like, ugh. So I thought, you know what? Like, I made all these plans, so why not I start again? Yeah, so that's how I resetted. Is that even like a real word? Anyways, I restarted, yes, with Jesus. So I thought, you know what? I'm done with these plans that I made for myself. Let me start again. Yeah, let me hear what Jesus has to say this time. So, I just want you to, maybe for like, I don't know, 2 minutes or how long it takes, just to think about your friendship or the closest bond you have and how you possess, or rather show, qualities of a good friend. I mean, a good friend is a good listener, right? And I'm sure in your friendships, you have, like, you both listen to each other. Yes. You listen to what the other has to say. It's not just one person who's always talking all the time. And then you're listening, or you're talking all the time and they're listening. Like, it doesn't work like that, right? I'm sure that couldn't be in balance. So yes, aren't you thinking about that? Like, how you kept it going through communicating, through talking to each other, through listening, yeah. And I just want you to relate that to God. Like, do you do the same with God? Do you listen to what he has to say? Or are you the one who's always talking all the time? Or maybe, do you only go to him when you want to hear good stuff? Like, there is no wrong in the Bible. Yes, it's very good. Very, very good. Great book. But I feel one problem I have maybe with the Bible is that, like, that's on me. That's not on the Bible. That's on me. Yes, each time maybe I'm going through something, I always want to hear, like, what does God have to say? And then it's not really, okay, yes, it's what God say, but then it's what I'm quoting what God said. I don't know if that makes sense. Like, I'm quoting what he said then, or rather not for this situation. Like, I don't listen to what God has to say currently, but I listen to what I want to hear him say, you know? Yes, what I want to hear, rather than what he really has to say. So, I feel as the Bible is a very great source of God's word, hearing God, like, directly too, is very, very important. So, like, how do you hear God? Anyways, so when I first started listening to, like, podcasts or maybe going to church, I heard people saying, no, God said this to me, he said that to me. So it was very confusing. Like, most of the time I'll be like, how are you guys listening to God? Like, do you hear this big voice and then it says like, oh child, or oh beloved? Like, I don't know how God is. How, okay, like, you know when you read the Bible, right, in old times, and then it's like, how God called, what was that? Was it Samuel? Yes. How God Samuel. And then, yes, like, Samuel. Like, that, is it like that with you guys? Or, like, that's what I always thought. Mm-hmm. So, I thought I would share ways to hear God speak. Like, ways to listen to God. So, number one is the Bible. Well, firstly, if you're starting, I feel it is very important to go to the Bible, because I always relate to a child, you know? Like, you know that Bible verse in Matthew that says you should be like little children? Like, how, like, in, how can I put this? In everything I do relating to God, I always think of myself as a little child. Like, a little child is obedient. And then it's not like they just grow immediately. Like, yeah, it's baby steps. You know, the child learns how... Hey, what did I say? Sorry. The child learns how to crawl, walk, stand. Okay, I'm not putting them in order, but, like, you know how a child is supposed to be. Uh-huh. So, things like that. So, I feel the Bible, number one, will teach you how God communicates. And it is very good, like, when you're beginning to know God, because you go to the Bible to learn more about God, to know how God operates. And one thing I've realized is that God really likes using metaphors, like, you know how the parables and everything. So if you want to listen to God speak, I feel it's best you also don't, like, just look for a voice, but then look at things, be observant, like... Okay, I'll just put it in this way. Certain situations, certain circumstances, maybe call for God to speak to you. Yes, like a situation, a circumstance. Maybe if you see something, you observe something. Like, one thing about me is that I always think everything is so intentional. Like, even the littlest things, even the things that annoy me, I think that's so intentional, and that, like, trying to teach me something bigger. So I always relate to that. Like, there was this one time when, sorry, this was supposed to be under prayer, but then, yes, this was one time when I was praying in church. And then I was, well, like, the pastor was giving prayer points, right? And then he was talking about asking God to replace you, asking God's presence to replace you. So I kept seeing, like, a lamb. Like, in my head, like, I'm like, why do I keep thinking about sheep? kept saying sheep, like I'm just thinking about sheep. I'm praying, but then I'm thinking about sheep, and then I was like, oh, like sheep, like what does God say about sheep? So I started thinking about how, you know, God says he's a good shepherd, right? Like Psalms 23, yeah, the Lord is my shepherd. And also that parable where he says a shepherd who had 100 sheep, and then he leaves the 99 to go look for that one. And then I thought about that, and I'm like, oh, okay, so I'm the sheep. And then I thought about how God, like, since it was the initial Bible, sorry, not Bible verse, prayer point was to ask God to replace you, right? So I was thinking about, like, how is God replacing me since I'm the sheep? So what can replace this sheep? I was thinking, oh, it's another sheep. And then I thought about that Bible verse where talks about God being like, here comes the Lamb of God, he who takes away the sins of the world. I'm like, ah, so initially God was just telling me he is replacing me through a metaphor with the sheep, like how we are sheep, but then Jesus became the sheep, he became the sacrifice, yes, to replace us. So I'm thinking about metaphors, how God speaks, number one, through metaphors. I talked about the Bible. Sorry, I didn't close that nicely. But then, here's the Bible. His word should go to that. Every situation, you go to the Bible. Listen to what he has to say. And just follow his examples. Then you really start to view these stories from a different perspective. You know, like, how God is really speaking through these stories. I feel like I can replace myself with those characters and see how that story is applying on my life. So that's the Bible. Mm-hmm. The Bible stories, the Bible verses, they speak to you. That's how God speaks to you. I talked about prayer. I'm so sorry I didn't like open prayer nicely and close Bible nicely. But then prayer, when you're praying, give God a chance to speak to. And that's why I feel prayer should always be spirit-led. Because if your prayer is not spirit-led, then you have, there'll be no opportunity for God to speak to you, because you don't, like, you won't give him a chance. You know how your mind gets occupied with, like, so many thoughts. Maybe you're praying, you're thinking about the thing that you do after, like, when you're done praying, or maybe 3 hours later, like that. So I feel when prayer is spirit-led, then it gives a chance for God to speak, because you just invite God into that area and you begin to listen to him, like how I say, through, maybe you see something, or maybe your thoughts will be focused on something that God is trying to tell you. Yes. Number three, dreams. So I just talk about this, like, on my own. I feel each time God wants me to pray about something, he will always bring it in a dream. And then there was this one time when I was having, like, bad dreams for, I think, 3 days straight. I just kept having bad dreams. Like, I would pray for protection. Don't get me wrong, I used to pray for protection each time I sleep. God, let me have peaceful sleep. God, protect me from this and that. But then still, like, I would have these bad dreams. I'd dream people are chasing me. Maybe my sibling died, or just something, like, so many strange dreams, and they'd be so vivid. Like, each time I would wake up from a dream, I would feel so tired. I would feel breathless, thirsty, and then I'd be like, ah, like, that dream felt so real. And I remember every detail. When I tell you every detail, like, from the color of clothes that I wore in that dream, like, everything like that. Mm-hmm. So, like, how dreams, how God speaks through dreams. So, I feel each time God speaks to me through a dream, like how I said, I used to pray, but then I still have, like, nightmares, is because God wanted me to pray about that thing. Maybe, you know how, like, when you wake up during the day, you have, I don't know if you do that, but like me, I have my entire, I said I'm someone who likes to plan things. Yes, so I have my entire day planned out. I'd be like, 14 hours, I'll do this, 13 this, that, and then my free time, TikTok. Or maybe you watch movies. You plan to sleep and everything like that. So you have no time to see things, or rather to pray against certain things, like certain attacks maybe, or certain things that are happening in your life. So I feel like how I had that dream about my sibling dying. There was a way of God telling me to pray against that. Did I pray for protection? Yes, I did. So God was telling me, the way I can protect myself from that is for me to pray against that. Like, you get what I'm talking about, right? Yes, that's how dreams work. Or rather, why is this happening to me? Then you dream about something. All of a sudden, someone is chasing you. That's a dream. All of a sudden, you dream about someone feeding you. Someone's feeding you something that's not your portion. Like, God answers you. Things are not blank with God. That's why I say God is so intentional. So, but like, whatever you dream, try to relate it to whatever you prayed about or how God may be speaking to you through that dream. Number four, visions. I don't really get visions. I don't know, but I know other people are like blessed in that area. Though I do get like vivid, what do you call them? Like deja vu. But then I know I didn't leave this. I saw this somewhere, like something like that. But then the only thing is that I get this when, like, it's actually happening. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't really get visions. But then, I feel for visions is those people who are blessed with like visions and everything. It can answer how, like, God show me a way. Then you, I really won't talk about much about visions because I, as I said, I don't get visions. So yes, God speaks through visions, and I say baby steps. Like, maybe God won't speak to you through dreams, or he won't speak to you through visions, or directly in prayer. So you have to go to the Bible. You have to know how God speaks, or rather how you can understand when God speaks to you in that way. Because let's say I feel God didn't speak to me in visions because I haven't really reached a stage where I can understand like the visions nicely, because from the visions I've heard from people, it's like, it's very crazy. Or the ones that you read in the Bible, like about Daniel, and then he says, no, I saw this beast with five heads. Like, I don't really understand. That's why I feel visions, that's why I'm not really there. Yes, because I don't think I'm at a point where I understand visions nicely, because I'm still in dreams, and it's not all dreams that I can understand. Yes, just some. So through other people. If you have a dream you don't understand, you can go to another person who's blessed, like in that area. Yes, who's favored in that area, and they can interpret those dreams for you. Or rather, just a situation that you don't understand, you go to a friend for advice, and yes, they can explain that. And people who are just blessed by God, like, even really through this podcast, I'm another person who's speaking to you. Maybe you don't know how to speak to God. Yes, that's how God speaks to you. So I feel it's very important that you keep people who can really help you, like, with your walk with Christ and listening to Christ better, yeah, and clearly. And not only that, but like going to church too. If you don't go to church, go to church. I started going to church in May. Not like for the first time ever, no. As I said, on and off. Yes. Before all this, it was really on and off with God. Like, I'll go to church maybe 5 times in a year. Yeah. Like, since 2020 until 2024. So I started going to church in May, and I feel church is very nice because, number one, I can pray better there. Like, even though I didn't know what to pray about, but you go in church and then you hear people like, maybe your pastor, I don't know, whoever is leading you in prayer, and they're talking about these prayer points, and like, it's a guide for what you should pray about. And maybe you go to church and then you have people who have the spirit of discernment. Yes, they can explain things to you, or rather they see what you don't see and they can speak to you like that. And you just not only church, but then also through other people's testimonies. I think that's what really led me closer to God. Like, I don't know if you guys know that TikTok trend, I saw the Lord and he heard my head. That's the same thing. When I saw those things, I was so inspired, and I was like, you know what, one day I'm going to do one of these. And I just watched like everything, like, wow, God really works. And it was just a different story from for everyone, sorry. Yeah. Like, everybody had a different thing to say. Like, God helped them in so many ways. And that's how God speaks to you. Like, he's calling you through another person. Through another person's experience with God. Through another person's testimony. Yeah. Through another person's... what I said. Sorry, I'm out of words. And then... what else? That all I had. Oh yes, nature too. I don't know if you're one of those people who, like, maybe when you're praying and then suddenly you feel goosebumps. Like, that's me. I won't lie, that's me. Yes, I'm praying and then all of a sudden I get goosebumps because there's this wind, and then I know, like, okay, for real, the spirit is on me. Yes, that's me. Like, that's how God speaks to me. Through nature, or all of a sudden it's so noisy, and even the crickets just go quiet, like you're praying and then it's all quiet, then you know, like, okay, like, for real, God is here. And also your inner voice. Yes, not the bad inner voice, the good inner voice, you know, that part of you that still believes in you. Like I said, I knew God to be a friend at first, right? So let me tell you how. I said I planned everything out this year, so there was a point where, like, things just started failing. I won't lie, things were failing. It was this was, it wasn't going my way, that wasn't going my way, and then, like, even, sorry, I'm not crying, I'm just not sitting nicely. Yes, even my parents or my friends had, like, they're just like, you know what, just, like, try other ways or just give up on that. And then there was just this little voice in me that was telling me, like, don't give up, not yet, like, you know, just keep going. No, I trust in you, like, I still believe in you. And I just knew, like, for certain that had to be God, because I really lost hope in myself too. But then when I just opened my Bible and I started reading and relating, I knew that was God. And that situation, I said circumstances, yeah, God speaks to you through that. It just led me to God. And plus, I said I'm someone who believes everything is so intentional. So even if I have seen something, if I have read something somewhere, one way or another, God is going to find a way to confirm that thing. So that's another way God... Even the little things that I prayed about, like, I don't know, 2 years ago, then I forgot. And yes, this happened mostly when I started going to church. Like, they got answered. Like, little things. Things became better. Things are better now. And I can say I'm truly happy. I always had this void, like, before Jesus. Like, I felt I was happy because I had to be happy, not because... I'm happy because I'm happy. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. Like, I was happy because it was a must to be happy. But now I'm happy because I really am happy. Like, I really am content. Yes. So, another way I hear God. I don't know if you're hearing my voice change. Like, from... Yeah, it changes. Like, it sounds... I don't know how it sounded. But then if you hear my voice changing, that's because I'm editing this part. I'm so sorry. I'll do better in my next episode because the app I'm using isn't really saving me. Another one to talk about is through fasting. Yes, when you fast, God does speak to you. And I'll just use myself. I'll be real. When I fast, I do hear God directly and clearly. Like, maybe through, he'll lead me to scripture, and then I'll hear him speak. Like, God will literally be speaking to me. Yes, you hear him speak, like, for real, for real. And you begin to get used to that way in which God speaks. Like, I remember there's this one time when, I was supposed to fast that day, but then, I don't know what made me so upset, but then I was so frustrated, and then I was like, Like, I gave up. I was like, you know what, God, I dedicated this day to you, and then you let this happen. I won't even fast. So I went, and then I stress ate. And then after that, like, I continued with whatever I was doing. And then I started thinking about it, like, I started reflecting on what actually happened. And just the whole situation really was a way of God. Okay, let me just be direct. So, my mom bought some new thing, like some new kitchen appliance, right? So I was trying to connect it to the socket, and then it popped. So I'm like, why would that happen? I was praying, I was giving out prayers to God, and I tried it again, tried it elsewhere, and it wasn't working. So I'm like, why would you even let this happen? Like, And then I continued. Then I started thinking about, like, everything. And I just thought about how, like, that was the third time she was buying that thing. And it got spoiled. So I was just thinking, if it hadn't, like, gotten broken, like, I wouldn't have known what the actual problem was. And I actually found a way to relate that to what was going on in my life. Like, I don't really want to go into details. We're not there yet. Yes, you and I, us, we're not there yet. Yes, so I just found a way to relate that to what he was saying. And that's when, yeah, I said that day was the day I was supposed to fast. But either way, God still spoke to me because, you know, he's just merciful. So those are, I think, all the ways you can hear God speak to you. And I am so glad you made it here. So can we please bow our heads and pray? That was so bad of me. I'm so sorry, God. We thank you for being with us through this entire thing. We pray that, dear God, you may relate to each and everything and find it, dear God, as a way to hear you out. We pray that, dear God, we may make this bond a healthy one and not a toxic one, dear God. We pray that it may be a 50-50 thing, dear God. You and I, dear God, that, dear God, both of us made it be, both of us may be dedicated to it, dear God, to save you. We thank you so much for your blessings and for each and everything that you're doing upon our lives. It is through and Jesus Christ I have prayed. Amen. So bye. See you again on Wednesday. Sorry, I added this clip after I cut. I just wanted to say I'm so happy I made it to the end because I deleted, like, literally, I think I told you guys, 14 episodes like this I've been trying to record. And it's just been distractions after distractions. So I'm just so glad you listened to the entire thing. And I managed to release an episode. Yes, and I'm so glad you listened to it to the end. Yeah, bye.